ಮಹಾಭಾರ ಭ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಮಹಾಭಾರ ವಿಚ್ ಶವರ್ಸ್ ದ ಬ್ರಿಲಿಯಂಟ್ ಲೈಟ್ ಆನ್ ಯು ಮಹಾಭಾರ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಹೆವಿ ವೇದವ್ಯಾಸ ಒರಿಜಿನಲ್ ನೇಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ ಹಿ ಗೇವ್ ಅಸ್ ಜಯ ಜಯ ದ ಇನ್ ಸಂಸ್ಕೃತ ಕ ಕ ಗ ಗ ಗ ಚ ಚ ಜ ಇಸ್ ದ ಏತ್ ಲೆಟರ್ ಜ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಏಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯ ರ ಲ ವ ಯ ಇಸ್ ದ ನ್ಯೂಟ್ರಲ್ ಲೆಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಒನ್ ಒನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಏಟ್ ಇಸ್ 18 18 ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಜಪಮಾಲ ಯು ಡ ಸೀನ್ ದ ರೋಸರಿ ರೋಸರಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ 108 ಬೀಟ್ಸ್ 1 8 ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಝೀರೋ ಇನ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ಝೀರೋ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ 18 ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಹಿಯರ್ ಜಪಮಾಲಾ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ 108 ಬೀಟ್ಸ್ ಇಂಡಿಕೇಟ್ಸ್ ವಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ 18 sections ಎಗೇನ್ ಕನ್ವೇಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ 18 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಎಗೇನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಕನ್ವೇಯಿಂಗ್ ವಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ ವಾರ್ ವಾಸ್ ಫಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ 18 ಡೇಸ್ ಎಗೇನ್ ವಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಮಹಾಭಾರತ ವಾರ್ ಫಾಟ್ ವಿತ್ 18 ಬೆಟಾಲಿಯನ್ಸ್ 11 ಆನ್ ಕೌರವ ಸೈಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ 7 ಆನ್ ಪಾಂಡವ ಸೈಡ್ 18 ಎಗೇನ್ 18 ಇಟ್ ದ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಇಸ್ ವಿಕ್ಟರಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ 18,000 ವರ್ಸಸ್ ಎಗೇನ್ 18 ಪುರಾಣಸ್ ಆರ್ ದೇರ್ ಎಗೇನ್ 18 ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಎ ನ್ಯೂಮರಾಲಜಿ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ಸ್ಕ್ರಿಪ್ಚರ್ಸ್ ಯು ನೀಡ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ದ ನ್ಯೂಮರಾಲಜಿ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಇಟ್ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡಿಂಗ್ ಅನ್ಲೈಕ್ ಅದರ್ ಸ್ಪಿರಿಚುವಲ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಫಾರ್ ಹಿಂದೂಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಹ್ಯುಮ್ಯಾನಿಟಿ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಎ ಟೈಮ್ ಬೌಂಡ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಎಟರ್ನಲ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ವೆದರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎ ಲಾಯರ್ ಇಂಜಿನಿಯರ್ ಆರ್ಕಿಟೆಕ್ಟ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಎ ಕಾರ್ಪೆಂಟರ್ ಬಿಲ್ಡರ್ ಆರ್ ಎ ಹೌಸ್ ವೈಫ್ ಕುಕ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಈಸ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎ ಮೆಸೇಜ್ ಫಾರ್ ಯು Bhagavad-gita has an eternal message for you. And Bhagavad-gita, in the beginning of the war, Arjuna, so competent person, highly qualified. And that at the beginning of the war, he ordered Shri Krishna. He thought Shri Krishna was just a chariot. He says, Ratam sthapaya mechyuta. Take my chariot. I want to see who dares to fight with me. He said, take my chariot. My chariot. And he said, my chariot. And he thought, Lord Shri Krishna is just a charioteer. And looking at his arrogance, Lord wanted to teach him a lesson. Deliberately, he positioned the chariot in front of his grandfather, his teacher, his elders. Looking at that one, he got shaky feet. And he said, how can I fight with my teacher? How can I fight with my elders? Better is begging. I will go to forest. Better is my begging. Begging, what it is saying, that Bhagavad Gita also says, suppose we are successful in our life, we become so arrogant. I did that one. And we started claiming for the success. Body is a chariot. Kathopanishad talks about. Arjuna said, it's my chariot. If we are successful, you say, I am my chariot, my body. How dare you talk to me like that? Whom you think I am? That we become so arrogant. Lord says, nothing is in your hand. Any time plate can change. Any time you can go blind, deaf. And your body can collapse, your business can go into shatters. Never say it is you. Because of me, I am in you, you are successful. Bhagavad Gita slowly, Karpanya dosha apata subhava prichami tvam dharma asammoda chetaha. And Karpanya dosha, very remorseful Arjuna, Shri Krishna started. ಕ್ಲೈಬ್ಯಮ್ಮ ಸ್ಮಗಮ ಪಾರ್ಥ ನೈತತ್ತಯ್ಯೂಪ ಪದ್ಯತೆ ಕ್ಷುದ್ರಂ ಹೃದಯ ದೌರ್ಬಲ್ಯಂ ತ್ಯಕ್ತೋ ಉತ್ತಿಷ್ಟ ಪರಂತಪ. ಯು ಟಾಕ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಬಟ್ ಯುವರ್ ಫೌಂಡೇಶನ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ರಾಂಗ್. ಯು ಟಾಕ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ವೈಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ಯುವರ್ ಫೌಂಡೇಶನ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇಸ್ ರಾಂಗ್. ಯುವರ್ ಕ್ಲೈಬ್ಯಮ್ಮ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಟಾಕ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಎ ವೀಕ್ ಹಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಥನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ಸ್, ಗಾರ್ನರ್ ಯುವರ್ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಥ್, ದೆನ್ ಯು ಟಾಕ್. ಯುವರ್ ಫೌಂಡೇಶನ್ ಇಟ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ರಾಂಗ್, ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಥನ್ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್. ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅ ವೀಕ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್, ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅ ಶೇಕಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಅಪ್, ಗೆಟ್ ಅಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಡಿಸ್ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ಯುವರ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ. ಇನ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ 4 times ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಸೇಸ್, ಗೆಟ್ ಅಪ್, ಗೆಟ್ ಅಪ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ನಾಟ್ ಕಮ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಟು ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಲೀಪ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೈಲ್ ಅವೇ ಯುವರ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಟು ಡು ಯುವರ್ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್. ಗೆಟ್ ಅಪ್, ಅಟೈನ್ ಫೇಮ್. 4 times ಈ ಸೇಸ್. ಇನ್ ಕಠೋಪನಿಷತ್ ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಮಂತ್ರ, ಹಿಯರ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ವಿವೇಕಾನಂದ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಚ್ಯೂ, ಅರೈಸ್ ಅವೇಕ್ ಸ್ಟಾಪ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟಿಲ್ ಯು ರೀಚ್ ಯುವರ್ ಗೋಲ್. ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಕಠೋಪನಿಷತ್. ಉತ್ತಿಷ್ಠತ ಜಾಗ್ರತ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯವರ ನಿಬೋಧತ. ದಟ್ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ ಶ್ರೀಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್, ಗೆಟ್ ಅಪ್, ಗೆಟ್ ಅಪ್, ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಎ ವೀಕ್ ಹಾರ್ಟೆಡ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫರ್ದರ್ ಹಿ ಸೇಸ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ರೈಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟು ಆಕ್ಟ್. ಕರ್ಮಣ್ಯೇ ವಾಧಿಕಾರಸ್ತೆ ಮಾ ಫಲೇಶು ಕದಾಚನ, ಮಾ ಕರ್ಮ ಫಲಹೇತುರ್ಭೂ ಮಾ ತೇ ಸಂಗೋಸ್ತು ಅಕರ್ಮಣಿ. ಥ್ರೋ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಬಿಹೈಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್, ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಎ ರೈಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಟು ಆಕ್ಟ್, ನಾಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ಎ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್, ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಬಿಫೋರ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಪಾರ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಯುವರ್ YIC, ಯುವರ್ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಮೇ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು ಟು ಡೂ ದ ಕರ್ಮಯೋಗ, ಬಿಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗ, ಕ್ಲೀನಿಂಗ್, ಗಾರ್ಡನಿಂಗ್, ದೇ ಮೇ ಸೇಮ್, ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅವಾಯ್ಡಿಂಗ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್. ಕರ್ಮ ವಾಟ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್, ಇಫ್ ದೇ ಆಸ್ಕ್ ಯು ಟು ಡೂ, ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಆಸ್ಕ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್, ವಾಟ್ ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್, ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಪುಟ್ ದ ಕಾರ್ಟ್ ಅಹೆಡ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಬುಲಕ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಯು ಥ್ರೋ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ಬಿಹೈಂಡ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್. ಫ್ರೂಟ್ ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿ ಅ ಡ್ರೈವರ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಸೇಸ್, ದ ಡಿಸ್ಪೆನ್ಸರ್ ಆಫ್ ಫ್ರೂಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೀ. ಐ ವಿಲ್ ಡಿಸ್ಚಾರ್ಜ್ ದ ಗಿವ್ ದ ರಿಸಲ್ಟ್ ಆಟ್ ರೈಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಥ್ರೋ ಯುವರ್ ಹಾರ್ಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಎವರ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ಡೂಯಿಂಗ್. ಎಟ್ ದ ಸೇಮ್ ಟೈಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಎ ಲೇಜಿ ಪರ್ಸನ್. If the fruit is not a driver, I am not doing. Not to say that one. Yogastha kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dananjaya siddho asiddho samo bhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. One of the qualities of a yoga student, yoga teacher, is a balanced personality. Balanced. Shitoshna Sukadukkesha. I went to Chandigarh. It was very cold, 4 degrees. The talking point of everyone, Bhayankar Sardi hai, Bhayankar, very cold, very cold. In Canada also, I'm sure, in Australia also, they say bloody weather, awful weather, and bloody summer. Always they talk about complaining the weather. Weather is too hot, too cold. And what it is talking about for a yoga student, I told them in Chandigarh, not to get affected by the outside weather, control the thermostat within. You should not be affected by outside weather. Outside weather should not affect. Set the inner, and the things which you cannot change, no point in complaining. If you can't change, now by complaining weather is too cold, weather won't become hot. By complaining it is too hot, it won't become cool. Control the inner temperature. Inner temperature. Set the inner temperature. Here, and further, Shri Krishna is talking about in the Bhagavad Gita, apane juhati pranam, prana apane tata pare, prana apane tata gati rudva, pranayama parayana. In Bhagavad Gita talks about pranayama. Pranayama he talks about not just holding the breath from nostrils, beyond that one, Shri Krishna says, you are suppose you are watching football, a penalty stroke. Everyone in the audience, they are pin drop silence in the audience, maybe in the gallery, in the stadium, everyone are glued to the television, so focused, their breathing also stops. And same happens in your meditation, deep meditation. When you experience something extraordinary, you are neither inhaling nor exhaling. That moment, Sri Krishna talks as pranayama. Prana apana gati rudva. It happens naturally. That, attain that one. That is the seat of meditation and pranayama. Gati rudva, pranayama parayanaha. And further he talks about yatsankhe prapyate sthanam tad yogair api gamyate. And knowledge, the karma yoga. Karma means not just physical exertion. Action with knowledge is called as karma yoga. Kar means action, ma means knowledge. To do the karma yoga, not the physical ability, doing the action with knowledge is called as karma yoga. It is Sri Krishna talks about karma yoga, don't say it is inferior. To do the karma yoga, and Swami Vivekananda talked a lot about karma yoga. You have to do not a reckless action, action with knowledge is karma yoga. Further, he talks about yogi's mind. How it is, yathadipo nivatasto nengate sopama smritaha yogino yathachittasya yunjato yoga atmanaham. A lamp, look at the lamp, that flame, that bottom part of the flame is in contact with the wick, always in contact. It is burning as long as the fuel is there. Tip of the flame may seem to be moving here and there. Yogi's mind also is that one. Have a goal for your life. Never say, I will take life as it comes. Have a resolution. What I have to get out of this life? Yogi's mind is like a flame, always in contact. I may seem to be doing that and this, but I'm so focused in my what I have to get out of my life. Never forget, like that flame. I have to do that one. I have to achieve. Never again and again reinforce that one. Reinforce, like I am not ordinary. I have an extraordinary potential. I will accomplish great things in my life. Every day, say to yourself, I have not come here to just while away time. Spend time, I will accomplish great things in my life. And Sri Krishna talks about further, matta parataram nanyata kinchidasti dananjaya mai sarva idam protam sutre manigana yuva. This bead, if you look at this mala, we see only the beads. We are so enchanted with the beads, color, shape of the bead, size of the bead, these beads. But Sri Krishna says, we only see the outer world. But what is holding these beads together? Inner thread. I am like an inner thread holding everything together. We only see the outer world, get fascinated, but I am the inner thread. Because of me, everything is in held together. And it is held together. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavanman prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samatma sudurlabaham. After many lives, one realizes whatever I try, nothing happens. It happens only with the grace of the Lord. Sometimes I try so hard, nothing happens. Only by the grace of Lord who pervades everywhere. Maybe she said Bangladesh USA, is it? Netherlands or Canada or parts of India across where God is there everywhere. Vasudeva means one who pervades everywhere, and he is there in the heart also. Everyone's heart. He is there everywhere. Connect to him, and that type of soul is very rare. Sri Krishna is talking about that antakale chamameva smaran muktva kalevaram tam tamai vaiti kaunteya sada tadbhava bhavitaham. Whatever you think and depart the body, you will get that one. In couple of days back, I was in Chandigarh. One lady, very wealthy lady, she came to me. She said, sir, my life, I have everything in my life, but inside there's a deep sorrow within. I can't explain what is the reason. I have everything in my life. This sorrow is so heavy, I don't know. It is giving a restlessness in me. I can't sleep also. And she even said she went to a hypnotherapy. Hypnotherapy, they guided her into regression, into past life. And she said she was taken to the past life. And in the past life, she was very selfish lady. Selfish lady. And towards the end, she had lot of regret, lot of remorse. With lot of remorse, she died. That remorse got carried to this life also. How you lead your life now, it will determine your last minute. Whatever you thought, with that you depart, it will carry forward. The Bhagavan Sri Krishna says, Tasma sarveshu kaleshu ma manusmara yudhyacha. Always think good. Always think positive. Always think noble. Always think good, positive. Have a smile on your face. Undoubtedly, your journey will be great. It's a purpose of yoga also. Always try to be, remind yourself. Why? That antakale, I cannot expect I will be dying only at 100. Death can come any time, Sri Krishna says. Always remind yourself. Your happiness is not dependent on this person or your wife or your son or your parents or your employer or your government. The health, the happiness is your dependent on you. Nobody is responsible for you. If you are sad or happy in your life, it is not because of anyone, because of you. The most important person in this world is you. Not your wife, not your husband, not your employer. In the aeroplane, they say, in case of emergency, put the oxygen mask on to yourself. Why? Otherwise, there may be two casualties. To avoid that one, look after yourself. Look after yourself. You, when you are strong, then only you will be of value for others. If yourself is not well, you can't be of value for others. And Sri Krishna says that in our culture also is there, when you go to a place of worship or when you are going to meet your Guruji, your elders, and not to go empty-handed. What you give is not important. Attitude behind giving is more important. Sri Krishna says, Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati. Even you give a leaf or a blade of grass or some fruit or a spoon of water, whatever you give with a bhava, with attitude, Sri Krishna says, I will accept. He is not expecting you to give millions and billions of dollars or gold or diamond. Whatever you give with attitude, as a token of offering, that is Sri Krishna is telling us how to be humble in your life. And Kshipram Bhavati Dharmatma Shashvaschanti Nigachati Kaunteya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyati. Sri Krishna says, whenever no one's life is easy, everyone goes up and down in our life. And Sri Krishna says, make a promise that God's devotee never will be forsaken. Sri Krishna says, if my devotee makes a promise, I will make it fulfilled. And make a promise. When you are going through the tough time, I am Lord's devotee. He will look after. He will look after. Say it to yourself. It's a so inspiring message. And he also talks about yajnosmi, japa yajnosmi. Every day, the best of the yajnas is do the japa, the sacred name. In all religion, they talk about repeating the sacred name. Sacred name, it bring the positive frame of your mind, clarity in thinking, positive approach, it makes the mind positive. Do the japa every day. Every day, allocate a precious time, early morning, before everyone gets up. Especially in India, after 6 o'clock, for example, the milk person comes, or a vegetable person comes, or a maid servant comes. Everyone will be ringing the bell. You will be getting up frequently. Get up before everyone gets up. Otherwise, your children or your family in the kitchen, they are doing something, dropping some vessels, and get up before others. Allocate some time for yourself. Have a prayer room. Have your sadhana room. And, in Chandigarh, I went to a few houses also. Some people having 5-bedroom, 6-bedroom houses. And they say, this house is a room, this is for a guest or a dog or it's allocating the room, guest, dog or pest. And instead of that one, I said, allocate a room for your sadhana. Have an altar. Develop an atmosphere in that one. Prayer room. And every day sit your sadhana, yoga, asana do, pranayama do, meditation you do. Create an atmosphere of temple in your own house. You become the main priest in the house. You become a priest. And yajnosmi, japa yajnosmi. And Shri Krishna in the 11th chapter, he talks about tasmatvam uttishta kaunteya, tasmatvam uttishta yasholabhastvam jitva shatrun bungshvarajyam samridvam mamayvaite nyata purvameva nimittamatram bhavasavyasachin. You have to get up. Again he says, get up. When you get up, make a sankalpa that I will do. Shri Krishna says, I will use you as my instrument in great things. Great works, I will make you. You are just an instrument in my hands. You get up, make a sankalpa, make a resolution that I will do something extraordinary. Lord will make use of you in great works. And in the 12th chapter, it is talking about how the yogi is santushta satatam yogi yatatma drida nischayaham. One mark of, hallmark of yogi, always happy. Always happy, no long face. Have a smile on your face all the time. That type of yogi is very dear to me. And in the 13th chapter, he talks about the sarvata pani padam tat sarvato akshishuror mukham sarvata shruti malloke sarva avritya tishtati. Shri Krishna says, and we say, I manipulate my accounting book or tax book so that the tax person won't catch me, or police cannot catch me, my neighbor or business partner won't know me, that nobody knows what I am doing. You may say, and Shri Krishna says, hands everywhere, legs everywhere, eyes everywhere, mouth everywhere, ears everywhere. I know everything of everyone. You may think nobody knows, that I know, I am the witness of everything. You may think, I cheated everyone, nobody knows what I am doing. Hands like a security everywhere, everywhere, whatever you do, whatever you think also, he knows. And in the 14th chapter, why we had to do the sadhana, urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha madhye tishtanti bharatam jaganya guna avritti sta ado gacchanti tamasa. Develop the sattvic quality, noble quality, so that your life progresses up. You all have come here to invest 1 month of your time in the Prashanti Kutiram. Why? You want to go up in your life. On a rainy day, if you see a lake, water enters everywhere, so muddy. You can't see your own reflection, so muddy, and allow a couple of days to settle down. When the mud settles down, water is clear, crystal clear water. You can see your own reflection. reflection, and that you can see the bottom of the ocean, lake also. You can pick up some precious stones also. Mind is that way. Calm your mind. Calm your mind. Clarity in your thinking increases. When the clarity increases, you know what path to take. That Satvik, the 1 month of your stay, you know the direction of your life. Satvik, it start moving up. If you are agitated, you stay in the same level. And the too clouded mind, you go down in your life. And in the 15th chapter, Sri Krishna is talking about Vaishvanaro Bhutva Praninam Deham Ashritaha Pranapana Samayukta Pachami Annam Chaturvidam. I am the fire in your belly. Because of that fire, what you eat is getting digested. Don't say, I am enjoying. If I have the what food I am eating is not getting digested, I can't eat. Constipation. To avoid the fire within you is me. Because of that, what you eat, it is getting digested. I am there. I am there in your stomach also as a digestive fire. In the 16th chapter, he is talking about Abhayam Sattva Samshuddhi Jnana Yoga Vivastitihi Dhanam Damascha Yajnascha Swadhyaya Tapa Arjavam. Abhayam. Be fearless in your life. Not to be so scared. Scared, you can't do anything. That. Be fearless. Be fearless. Be bold. It's a quality of a leader is able to take a bold step in life. One who is so shaky cannot take a bold step. Be fearless in your life. Abhayam. That is the one of the inexhaustible wealth of a that yogi. One has to acquire that one. He has given 16 inexhaustible wealth. You acquire that one. Having that one, you will never fall into penury. You won't fall into poverty. Always you are an enriched person. Acquire, he talked about 16 qualities, and 16 qualities, you can refer to my YouTube, 16 divine qualities, and I just touched upon one. In the 17th chapter, Sri Krishna is talking about Manaprasada Saumyatvam Maunam Atma Vinigraha. Maunam, observe silence, not to be a chatterbox. In silence, you will be able to absorb things. Your communication skill increases. The sooner or later you will be a teacher, the teacher's quality is able to communicate with the students. To be able to communicate, you should also must observe, talk when required. Not to be talking all the time. When you observe silence, your absorption level increases, knowledge increases. Maunam Atma Vinigra helps in controlling your senses. In the 17th chapter, in the 18th chapter, Sri Krishna is talking about Ayusatvam Bala Rogyam Sukapriti Vivardhanaha. Have food, such a food that which nourishes your body. Nourishes your mind, increases your lifespan. Take that type of food, not the junk food, and some junk food may be tasty, but it reduces your lifespan. Like tamasic food, like alcohol, drugs and all, makes you dull. Dull, yatadagre vishamiva pariname amrutopamam. And sattvic person is like that. Your sadhana, yoga sadhana, when you are doing, in the beginning, it's tough. You have to get up. Our Netherlands also very cold. Here, Canada also, minus 30, minus 40. And you have to get up early morning. It's a punishment. Initially, it's like a torture, like a poison. But end result is like a nectar. Yogi likes that one. On the other token, it's so cold. Are you mad? Who will get up this early? I will be under the blanket. In the beginning, it is like a nectar, but end result, I should have done that one. Regret. That is the ordinary person do that one. But yogi is not ordinary, yogi is an extraordinary. And in the last minute, last sloka of 18th chapter, Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdharam, Tatra Shri Vijayo Bhuti, Dhruva Nitir Matir Mama, where there is Lord Shri Krishna as a role model. Where Arjuna, where you, I am willing to do, I am ready, willing to do, in that place, there is a prosperity, there is a victory, there is abundance, there is a sure prosperity. That is the message of Bhagavad Gita. If you want to be outsmart, if you want to be extraordinary in life, around you, always prosperity, joy, happiness. Have a role model, as a Bhagavad Gita, as a role model. Do that one, you become unstoppable. This is a requirement of a leader, all yoga teachers. You are all leaders in your own community. Wherever you go from here, you are all the torch bearers, wherever you go. For that, the message of Bhagavad Gita, have a copy of Bhagavad Gita in you and regurgitate on this message again and again and become someone extraordinary. Be a like a lighthouse. So many ships are passing through in the rough ocean. Be a guiding light for many sailors in the life.